didn't. Now what?
Yes?
Then they said to him, "By God, you have dreamed a true dream, and it is better than 100 dreams of ours. Your dreaming is waking, O gleeful one, for its effect is made evident by waking."
Aha, this is it. Now they are convinced. Why? Because the reason is there. The fact is that the guy in the midnight, he woke up and he ate it. Now what? So this is his part. Why? Because he did something. He didn't talk. He didn't bring this reasoning, that reasoning. When there is a deed and you could do it, do it. Because that's the matter of fact. It's not cheating and doing this and doing that. Open. Yeah.
Abandon eminence and energy and skill. What matters is service and a goodly disposition.
Uh-huh. This is the conclusion. This is the righteous stuff that he was preparing you to understand it really. That, listen, being knowledgeable and having information and knowing the techniques and all of this is nonsense. When you can do something, you should do it. Because what are we talking about here? We are only talking about your deeds. What you do, what you think is nonsense. What you learn is limited and could be nonsense. Right? But what you do? When you do something, something is happening and is influencing everyone. So that's what you are responsible for. Do you remember the first day we talked about standing up and being responsible? This is the real stuff that a human being should learn. And that goes to your deeds, not talking and reasoning and imagining or dreaming. What you do matters. Think about that. Yes?
For this God brought us forth. I did not create mankind except to serve me. How did that knowledge profit Samiri, whom the skilled banished from God's door? What did Karun gain by his alchemy? See how the earth bore him down to its abyss? What, after all, did Bul Hakam get from knowledge? On account of his unbelief, he went headlong into hell. Know that knowledge consists in seeing fire plainly, not in prating that smoke is evidence of fire. O you whose evidence in the eyes of the sage is really more stinking than the evidence of the physician, since you have no evidence but this, O son, eat dung and inspect urine. O you whose evidence is like the staff in your hand, indicate that you suffer from blindness. Noise and pompous talk and assumption of authority I cannot see. Excuse me.
Yeah. When I'm looking at you, I don't see your knowledge. I don't see your history. I see what you do. And that's what counts for me. Period. Yes.
How the Sayyid, the king of Termit, proclaimed that he would give robes of honor and horses and slave boys and slave girls and a large sum in gold to anyone who would go on urgent business to Samarkand in 3 or 4 days. And how Dal Quack, having heard the news of this proclamation in the country, came post haste to the king, saying, "I, at all events, cannot go."
Ah, a funny story. From the beginning, it's obvious that the king will say, "If somebody will do this, I will give him plenty." This Darapak, first of all, means the funny person who is making everybody laugh. The joker, this is what the Darapak is, right? This joker of the king will go a long, long trip to go there. I say, "I'm sorry, I'm here to say I cannot do this." Yeah. This is the stuff. If you cannot do it, you don't need to be a funny fellow to say, "I cannot do it." Think about the thing that you could do, because that's what counts. That's what everybody is expecting from you, not talking. Yes.
The sagacious Dal Quack was the buffoon of the Sayyid of Termed, who reigned in that place. He had an urgent affair in Samarkand and wanted a courier in order that he might conclude it. He proclaimed that he would bestow treasures on anyone who should bring him news from there in 5 days.
Yeah, that's simple. I need the news. Go and find the news and bring it to me. In 5 days, then I will give you everything. Yeah.
Dal Quack was in the country and heard of that. He mounted and galloped to Termed. 2 horses dropped on the way because of his galloping in that manner.
You don't get it. In our time, you should say that he drove and his car was ruined, another car, 2 cars to arrive over there. Riding 2 animals to arrive. Yes?
Then, from the dust of the road, he ran into the council chamber and demanded admission to the king at an untimely hour. A whispered rumor arose in the council, and the sultan became agitated. The hearts of the nobles and the populace of the city were stricken with panic. What disturbance and calamity had occurred? Either a conquering enemy is about to attack us, or a deadly calamity has emerged from the unseen. For Dal Quack, riding hard from the country, has killed several Arab horses on the way.
Yeah, when Dal Quack is trying that hard, everybody is thinking that, what's going on, what's the danger, what's the problem? Yes?
The people gathered at the king's palace, wondering why Dal Quack had come in such a hurry. Because of his haste and the enormity of his exertions, tumult and commotion arose in Termed. One man beating both hands against his knee, while another, from presentiment of evil, was uttering woeful cries. On account of the hubbub and distraction and the dread of punishment, every heart went to 100 streets of fantasy. Everyone was taken in omen by conjecture what had set the rug on fire.
See what's happening? What is he talking about? Nothing. He just ran and arrive over there. This is not normal, because he's a funny fellow and he doesn't do this serious stuff. But now they take him serious. And what happened when they take him serious? Everybody thinks negative of a danger, of a problem, because there is no benefit around. He wants to give something to someone, to do something, and this someone is not supposed to be this funny fellow, but he is here, so everybody is worried. Yes?
He sought admission, and the king at once granted it to him. When he kissed the earth, the king said to him, "Hey, what's the matter?" Whenever anyone asked that sour-faced man for some particulars, he laid his hands on his lips as though to say, "Hush."
Yeah. When somebody was asking something, he would say, "Shh." Because he's not here to talk with these people. He is here to talk to the king, to say, "I cannot do that." Period. But everybody is stupid and they misunderstand him. Yes?
Apprehension was increased by his gravity. All were perplexed and dumbfounded by him. Dalquack made a gesture as though to say, "Oh, gracious king, let me have a moment to take breath, that my wits may once come back to me, for I am falling into a marvelous state." After a little while, during which both the throat and the mouth of the king were made bitter by foreboding and surmise, because he had never seen Dalquack like this, for there was no companion more agreeable to him than he.
Yeah, it's strange, because this is the funny fellow that I like him now. He is acting strangely. So everybody is feared, even the king. Yes?
He was always bringing up stories and jest and keeping the king in merriment and laughter. Mm-hmm. When sitting, he used to make him laugh so that the king would grip his belly with both hands, and his body sweated from the violence of his laughter, and he would fall on his face with laughing. Today, on the contrary, he, pale and grim like this, is laying his hand on his lips as though to say, "Hush, O king." Foreboding on foreboding, and fancy on fancy, to the king what chastisement would come.
Why? Because he's not used to. He explained that he was used to smile, to laugh, and to go crazy when this fellow is around. Now he is doing something strange, so everybody is surprised, even the king. Yes?
For the king's heart was anxious and alarmed, because the Karash Marsh was very bloodthirsty, and that perverse had killed many kings in that region, either by craft or violence. This king, Termit, was apprehensive of him, and his apprehension was increased by the artifice of Dalquack. He said, "Be quick, tell what is the matter. Who is the cause of your being so perturbed and agitated?" He replied, "I heard in the country that the king had proclaimed on every highway that he required someone to run to Samarkand in 3 days and would bestow treasures. I hurried to you in order to say that I am not able to do it."
Ah, this is it. I heard this and I arrived here to tell you that I cannot do it. Logically, is correct. And it doesn't matter if he's funny or he's not. Yes?
For one like me, such agility is impossible. At all events, do not expect this of me. "Curse your hurries," cried the king, "for 100 confusions have arisen in the city. For this trifle, O half-baked fool, you have set fire to this meadow and hay. Like these raw persons, with drum and banner, saying,